All right, it is Jason Goodman versus Matt versus my 9-year-old son, Henry, who's in third grade in Jared and Katie's spelling bee. And this all came about because Henry is going into the school-wide spelling bee for his grade, for third grade. And so we already know that Matt and Jason are really bad spellers. So we thought, let's pin them against Henry and see how well each one does. So right now the score, Matt 3, Jared 1, Henry 0.
All right, the next word is dubious. These are third grade spelling words, apparently.
Dubious.
Dubious.
That's ridiculous.
This list is dubious at best. I mean, I'm shocked by the words on here for third grade. They're hard.
But that doesn't look right.
Dubious. Matt pens down. Henry, you ready? We'll wait for Jason. He's doing 7 different versions of it.
Hold on. None of them look right.
All right. Circle the one you're going to go with.
I wrote it down 4 times. None of them look right at all.
Henry, go ahead. Dubious.
D-U-E-B-E-U-S.
Sorry, incorrect.
Matt.
Okay. What are these words?
D-U-B-I-O-U-S?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. But
what do you got?
D-U-B-V-U-I-O-S.
What? Oh, you put a V in
there?
There
a Z in
no,
there?
It's a U.
I catch a niner in there.
Gotcha.
Niner. All right. It is 4-1-0.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next word we'll go with is sardines.
Oh.
Sardines. You want to play a prank on your friend? Order sardines on their pizza. Have it under the cheese is the prank.
You trying to get revenge on an ex? Yeah. Sardines in their curtain rods.
Yeah, that was a plan of Jason at one point.
Sardines.
He definitely has an unfair advantage on this word.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I know the word. I just don't know how to spell it, Matt.
Right. Matt, go ahead.
S-A-R-D-I-N-E-S.
Correct.
There we go.
Might take Matt out of the spelling bee in the future.
It might. Yeah, he might graduate to the fourth grade.
That's fun for me.
Jason Goodman.
S-A-R-D-I-N-E-S.
Okay. Henry.
S-A-R-D-E-N-E-S.
No, but close. Very close. One letter. All right, so 5-2-0. Okay. Let's go with this third grade spelling bee. We have third grader spelling champ Henry in studio, Katie's son.
Not anymore.
You're going against adults.
The comparison is still not good with us.
Yeah, you're going against adults, Henry.
Yeah,
he did tell me, he was like, Mom, they're only going to be from level 1 and 2, right? I was like,
no.
I don't know.
Words he hasn't even done yet?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Because level 3 you haven't done yet?
Yeah, 3's 5th grade.
Oh, 5th grade words.
Oh, come on. That's too hard.
That's not fair for him.
We wanted 3rd grade.
So level 1 and 2 is all the way up, is 1st, 2nd, and 3rd grade?
Yeah.
Is that page 1 and 2?
Oh. It's, I think it says 1B, 2B.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We've been doing like 5th grade spelling words.
I see. Oh. Somehow that's too hard for us.
Yeah, because there's stuff like,
not for me.
Convulsively. Like, what 3rd grade?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
He won't learn that till 5th.
Okay. We might have to redo this in the future. All right. Let's go back to the first page. Let's go with, let's go with Jason's favorite word, blossoms.
Ugh.
Blossoms.
Blossoms.
And I won't do his sentence. Blossoms.
Thank you.
And we'll start with Henry when he's ready. Or, well, when everyone's pinned.
I don't have it.
Blossoms.
I don't know it.
Okay. Okay. My favorite part is watching Jason circle the word. He's like, all right, I'm done. All right, Henry, whenever you're ready.
B-L-O-S-S-O-M-S.
Yes!
Yes!
Very good.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Matt.
B-L-O-S-S-O-M-S.
Woo!
All right.
Okay.
Jason Goodman.
I lost.
What is it?
B-L-O... I'm really panicking now. B-L-O-S-O-M-M-S.
Okay. Incorrect.
I'm really getting in my mind.
Henry's on the board. Now they're actually on words he's actually
that
learned
he
how
knows.
To spell.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? 6-2-1? Is that right?
No.
6-2-1?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
6-2-1. Should we eliminate Matt and just go between Jason and...
Probably. At this point.
I mean, at this point.
Matt, you have escaped.
You've gone on to 5th grade.
Why do we have to eliminate him?
There's no way. We're not going
to
do
it. If you want to get embarrassed.
Yeah, you want him to still do it?
Now, I don't think so.
Mad. All right.
He's just having a good run. I beat him before.
I know you have. The next word is forest. Forest. You don't want to get lost in the forest.
I am the king of the forest.
And we'll start with Jason, right? Wait, wait, we gotta wait for Henry.
He's done.
You're done? Okay. Forest.
F O R E S T.
Yes. Woo! Henry.
F O R E S T.
Yes.
Yes.
3-2.
Good job.
Got a good game going here.
All right, here we go. Now that we've eliminated Matt.
He's gonna do it. Go ahead.
All right, the next word
no,
is
no, no. Go ahead, Matt. Did you have that?
He didn't.
Oh, he's out.
Did you know?
Oh,
did
I'm
you know how to
more.
Spell
I
it?
I whooped
though?
Your butt.
I don't think you knew how to spell it.
He's like, I got things to do. All right, the next word is his third grade spelling bee between Jason Goodman now and Katie's son Henry, who is in third grade and 9 years old. The next word is triple. Triple.
Gosh, these are hard.
Concentrating.
Triple. And we'll start with Henry when he is ready.
All right, Henry's pens down.
All right, Henry. Triple.
T-R-I-P-P-L-E.
Oh, sorry. Jason?
My word doesn't look right, but it's T-R-I-P-L-E.
Correct.
Got it. Got it.
All right, it's 4-2. We've got a couple more words, and then we can move on. We'll see what happens. All right, the next word is recipe.
Oh, boy.
Recipe.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Nope. This is a recipe for disaster. Recipe. And we'll start with Jason when he's ready.
Wait a minute. Is it
writing.
I before, E before. I don't
we
know.
We can't give you any hints or clues.
Hold on.
Recipe.
Res. Oh, crap. I don't know this. All right.
All right.
It's not right.
Jason Goodman.
R-E-C-I-P-E.
Yes.
It is?
Yes. Yeah,
that was a total guess. I wrote on the second one, I wrote R-E-S, but I put R-E-C.
Okay. Okay. All right, Henry.
R-E-S-I-P-E-Y.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. That was so close.
The
of
Y.
Doing that.
Right.
Yeah. Recipe.
Where'd the recipe. All right.
All right. Should we do one? Jason, you willing to do one for all the marbles?
What do you mean?
Whoever gets this right just wins.
I barely can spell recipe. What do you think? No.
Okay. I mean, he's 9. I just thought maybe.
Yes, yeah, so yeah. I'm nervous still.
Okay. Well, okay. All right.
Can what is the score?
It is 4-2.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
I think it's 5-2.
Oh, it is 5-2. It is 5-2.
I want my credit against
5-2. Yes. All right. So I was thinking we have one that's worth 4 points, but Jason's too scared.
I'll go up to a tie. How about that?
All right. Okay. So this one's worth 3 points.
Okay.
And then if we tie, we'll do one more.
Oh, boy.
All right. So this is, let's put on our thinking caps, as they say.
I'm getting in my head.
Let me find a really good word here.
Oh, boy.
Oof.
Oh, no.
Frankenstein.
Ooh.
Frankenstein. It's a little bit harder. Frankenstein.
That one stresses me out.
Yeah. Frankenstein is the doctor. It's not the monster, which I didn't know until I think 2 years ago. It's Dr. Frankenstein and his monster.
I don't know.
Okay, both pens are down.
I don't think Matt would ever know how to spell this.
All right, this is for a tie.
He doesn't have to.
Let's go with Henry Frankenstein.
F-R-A- N-K-E-N-S-T-I-N-E.
Oh, did you miss it? I lost the word
by
for a
one.
Second. Oh, what'd you have, Jason?
F-R-N-K-E-N-S-T-E-I-N. Are you sure?
What'd you say, Jason?
Try that again.
F-R-
I think you said it wrong.
F-R-A-N-K-E-N-S-T-E-I-N. E-I-N.
That is right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You didn't say the A in there.
The first time you left the A out.
Yeah. F-R-K. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost had
what did
Henry had.
Miss? What did he miss?
He did S-T-I-N-E.
The E before I, right?
E-I-N. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He did Stein. Like,
is it always E before Stein. I?
I before E except after C, but I don't find that's always true.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
I before I before E except after C. No. That would be after N here.
Yeah, I know.
I know. That's why it's not always true.
That's why it's not always the thing.
Yeah.
All right, Henry.
Okay,
I think we have Henry back in and just have
just the
words he's learned.
Yeah.
Over half the words were fifth grade words. That's
no,
not fair.
No, thank you.
Good job, Henry.
You held your
You're
own.
Do
you
great.
Did, you did great.
You did.